Hello, and wow, it's been a while. Here's a question. Started out as a fun side project Dustin and I had the idea for almost 4 years ago at this point. Though medical emergencies and day jobs have gotten in the way of making this a steady and reliable source of entertainment for all of you listening over the past couple years, it has been my hope to get back into it and double down on my efforts to make this a real show as soon as it seemed feasible. That time is now. I will be starting with remastered recaps for our first chapters for all of you who have already listened to our story so far to help bring you back to speed with the events of Heroes in Question. We have new content recorded and on the way following the recaps. When the story comes to an end, we also have a new game system we will be using to tell more episodic stories using the experiences we have all gained fumbling our way through this first one, learning how to write, act, edit, and all of that related work. We'll be active on social media once again. You can get a hold of us at HIQcast on Twitter, share memes with us on Facebook under Heroes in Question, watch us tackle other games at HIQcast on Twitch and YouTube. This has been a bigger and more time-consuming project than I ever imagined when we started. From equipment upgrades to website management and maintenance to the simple time investment required to learn the software, write, record, edit, and release our stories. If you enjoy our content and would like to help us continue creating it, please consider supporting us on Patreon under HIQcast. It would go a long way to help us continue getting this out there and sharing our fun with you. Thank you all, and please enjoy this remastered recap of our first 6 episodes. Chapter 1, Iron Master. My name is Cody. I'm going to be DMing.
I've got this rather large gentleman by the name of Uthal Mountain Speaker.
My guy, Adric Iron Fist. He's very devout.
So I've got Kayvild Stormsbane. He's a rogue.
Our story begins in 10 towns. It's in the Icewind Dale. And the merchant, after thanking you, directs you guys to the town's one inn. One voice that can be heard above the general din. And he's looking for an escort to a place called Iron Harbor.
Hello! I'm looking to move things over to the west.
So I'm going to go over to that dwarf, that table of dwarves.
I want to intercept him on his way to the dwarves. Hello, my friend. Hello. I heard you were looking for adventure, money.
Well, actually, I'm...
Yeah, about that. We're going to get ready. We're going to go out of town. You, me, that gigantic fellow you came in with.
Well, if I actually...
I'll take it as a deal then. We shake on it now.
What just happened?
Yeah, I'm making my way over to anybody that doesn't already know me. How you doing there, big fellow? How would you like to come west with me and your little friend?
I will do this on one condition.
All right, see you fellas bright early in the morning.
Pretty early in the morning, there's some banging on the door.
Hello! Time to go, we gotta get down to the boats, you know?
You have acquired a riverboat, Kayvild. You're gonna have to make some checks for me. Roll some agility and add your proficiency in order to maneuver through these rapids.
That ain't good.
The boat begins to split apart.
My goddamn boat!
The party kind of gathers up and just starts hiking off towards Iron Harbor. You crest the hill where you're going to be able to see Iron Harbor, and something's wrong. You get to the top of the hill, and you just see smoke. You see a few buildings are still standing, but they're hollowed out by fire, and most have collapsed. You see the broken top of a crate that says SCSC on it.
SCSC, I'm assuming Sword Coast Shipping Company.
You find a shield, and on it is a coat of arms. The red anvil on a diamond-shaped field of gray.
These are the Iron Master dwarves who fought and died bravely here.
Looks to me like they came in and destroyed the shit out of this town, my friend.
You hear a quivering voice. You're not one of them.
You come talk to Kayvild. You know Kayvild.
The dwarves did this. They took everybody and all the supplies south.
The boats that came in, what were they called?
Hezbollah and Glory was the other ship that escaped. This night, you get woken up at some point, Kayvild. It's Kellen.
Shit, kid, what's going on?
I thought you should have this. And he pulls out a lockbox. You recognize it immediately.
What's inside? So I want to look through, see what's inside real quick.
A single paper. This is the deed to the ship.
We're on day 3, fellas. If we're going to go look for little towns people got taken, I think it's probably about time we head out.
You end up finally coming within the half a day on the third day to the point at which you can see the walls of Iron Master. Morning rolls around, and next to Adric is a hastily written message. I thought I heard something. Left to investigate. Be back by morning. Uthal is, in fact, not back by morning.
He said he'd be back. In my opinion, I think he can take care of himself.
Exactly.
About halfway through the day, You branch off and start heading in a direction that seems to be kind of around the city. You get to the general location where you think you need to look for this door. The hair kind of stands up in the back of your neck, Kveld, and you turn around, and there are like 11 dwarves around you.
What are you strangers doing in my city?
This dwarf, she marches you about the rest of the day off to a makeshift encampment.
Who are you to the city?
My name is Victanis Stormshield. What were you doing at the alternative entrance?
When we were passing here, we found a town that had been ransacked. We were investigating so we can find out the truth.
We may share a common foe. The current leader in Iron Master. Some years back, a dwarf named Ganymede rose to Clan Master. He ordered raids on the new town and to take any captives they could. So I, Victanis Stormshield, have organized a resistance.
What are they doing with people? Where the hell are they?
I honestly don't know.
Is there a chance they're eating them? It looks to me like we're in.
We have about a 30-day window here.
One thing we want to do is take the larder. Of course, we can take the armory,
controlling the aqueduct. I think disrupting their trade would be good.
I'm gonna need a wagon.
Kveld, you pretty easily navigate your way to Hundlestone.
The dwarves are making scrimshaw now down over there at Iron Master.
Give me a deception check.
Nat 20.
He sticks out his hand and shakes. Adric, where you guys came in from, is the statue exactly as you've seen it in your dreams.
Do I go up and examine the plaque?
It's a bracer. You feel a closer connection, not just to your own god, but to all of the gods of this pantheon. So you have gained the Bracer of Dwarven Deities. You guys had managed to secure your army some trade routes, gather yourself and deny the enemy a food source in the larder.
I think we should discuss something about the aqueduct.
Vicky lays out a map of the kind of the surrounding area and points to a place on it where it would be easy to kind of cave in the sides and dam it up.
What if we poisoned it? We could push the dead animals into the water. You give them the ass fever.
How many fighter groups do we have left?
I was thinking for the aqueduct, we might just take all three of them and really get that done.
And I'm going to give an inspiring speech before we go in. So here we go, on the cusp of battle. And even though nobody wanted to give the folks down on the ground the ass fever, which I still argue was the best plan, we're all in agreement. We're going to win.
They definitely realize that this is a vulnerable point, and so they sent, you see, some pretty well-armored and well-weaponed fighters down there, ready to protect it.
Cable's going to try to pick out people that seem to be leaders or, you know, sergeants, generals, whatever happens to be there, and he's going to try to pick them off. Very targeted fire from up top.
What Adric's going to do to start off is he's going to go in with the front line and charge, but as the battle goes on, he's also going to keep an eye out for people he can heal so they can keep fighting.
So Vicky, pretty much she is a warrior straight through. She just wants to battle, cut some people up, break the numbers down.
You called for the archers to go up. They did an excellent job. You see Kveld up there, and he's just picking off targets left and right. You guys, the fighter group, Vicky and Adric, and all the fighters amongst you that weren't part of that archer contingent, come in from the other side of the hill and try to take them by surprise from the flank. Utilize any special items you might have. Utilize your biggest strengths.
What am I going to do? Pull out my dragon chest set and see if they want to end it the old-fashioned way?
Almighty gods, hear my prayer. I know that our cause is just and that your wrath will bring divine fury upon these wicked ones as they seek to poison the land. We seek to invoke your fury and your righteousness upon them. Please allow us to do so.
Adric, your call to your deities was heard. And not only was it heard, and not only did it reinvigorate the forces around you, you see Fallen getting back up. You see them, their wounds closing. You see new life breathed into these dwarves. You guys have taken this aqueduct. You're back at the camp powwowing, and you got about 10 more days until you guys have to go to battle or face the winter. Adric, the next day, as you're walking and just completely ignoring everybody, a name pops into your head.
Radagor.
You, being a hill dwarf especially, have not had much experience with gray dwarves from the Underdark. But you do know that Ladagur is their patron.
I think taking the armory might be a good shot.
When you arrive, you come to
a street where it opens, and the armory is across. And across from it, you see, ready and waiting, the 10 elite guards, as the scouts had told you, were always present. And a number of regular model-looking dwarves.
Let's try to bluff, and then if it doesn't happen, plan B is in place.
In Adric's eyes, I kind of like almost like not really roll back, but he tries to make them go as far back like he's being channeled through. And he says, "You fools stand ready in my name, but you know not where you should truly be. You must stand ready at the mine, for that is the true battlefield where your fate and the fate of myself indeed will be decided. Now fly."
The elite guard, don't flinch, don't move, don't do anything. The others, several, not all, but you see several, do a mix of two things. Some begin running back for the mine. Others begin looting the armory behind the guard of the elites.
All hail Moradin! We take the city back for you!
Rah! And you see the line of dwarves that you've brought with you just begin to take off towards the armory, and you see the elite guards and the few that are staying to help kind of dig in their heels, and the frame kind of freezes and we move back to Kayveld. The flash that you saw over the shoulder was not from what you've perceived to be a spyglass in the pouch. It's something else, but also every time you have to like resist this call, and every time you succeed, but it's getting harder and harder for the moment. And you notice now as he's walking that it's kind of flying up over his shoulder and back down.
If it's drawing him like that, he's interested in what it is. He's trying to figure out how he can get it.
And you see this dwarf that's holding this item that has some sort of compulsory effect, put it into the pouch on the back of his belt, along with this spyglass.
He's going to duck and cover, and then he's going to try to cut purse him.
You reach out, and you cut the purse, but you're noticed.
He's grabbing it, and he's bolting. He's moving quick.
You turn and you go to leap over a group of crates, and your foot catches and you fall behind the crates.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull a full-on cartoon move. He's going into a barrel.
They come in and they run right past you, expecting that with you being taller and leaner had made it through, and they keep going.
He's gonna tuck this stuff deep down in his pack that he's got on him, and then he's gonna join into the battle.
And as you come in, you kind of enter this freeze frame almost from the side.
Yeah, Kayveld's going to go ahead and he's not even going to bother attacking right now. He's going to take a look around, see if he can find anything that appears to be silvery weapon.
As you walk in a little bit further, you see a shelf that has quite a few daggers on it. And one of those daggers like just stands out to you, not just because it looks like it might have silver, but it's ornate and jeweled. And it's a little bit longer. It's more like a dirk. The army, they are running full speed, and they are just kind of surrounding the armory. You guys have taken it. Kayveld did specify that you brought a wagon. So I think with good coordination, you mostly empty out this armory. You notice that they pretty much retreat from the upper city entirely with nothing left to defend up here. Kayveld, you gained a few things this time. You gained a pouch with a spyglass. You can see through magic. You can see through darkness. You can see as if you had true sight when you look through this. The coin, when people see it, they seem drawn to it. They want it. You come in time to know this as the bartering chip. It's time for the Battle of Ironmaster.
Given, you should be in charge of the scouts. Adric, I think you should lead the support companies.
As you approach, the gates of the mine are fast closed. These things are huge. They're the main entrance to the undercity of a dwarven city. They're extravagantly large.
Adric's gonna get his wizards and casters ready to try and shatter this door and just burst it open.
Your wizards kind of move forward and spread out a little bit, each taking kind of aim at a separate part. They aim at the hinges. I mean, they know what they're doing. After a moment, everybody just hears this ear-shattering boom. There's just this crack and explosion, and these doors just fall down. All right, so as you charge up and set your line, as all that rubble and dust is starting to clear away, your troops take a volley of crossbows coming directly at them, several of them getting hit and immediately becoming injured. A few of your fighters fall right then and there. In this moment, you also fire back.
Take that, women and children!
At this point, the dust and rubble does start to clear, and you can see an entrenched line of gray-looking dwarves just put up against these lifts, ready to defend them.
So my clerics can do something that might disrupt their communication, is we can cast silence on their lines. They won't be able to talk to each other, no one will be able to hear anything.
You see, everybody, pick your targets. They look soft, they look like they're running fast. Go for them, not the fellas standing up with their shields over their heads. Okie dokie.
Everyone, stand your ground. Don't get any arrows up your ass, and don't go too far in. Protect the clan, protect the people, and protect Kavel.
You see most of those frantic dwarves that are running back and forth, most of them are peppered and fall down dead. They can't really get organized enough to return fire, and their crossbows go everywhere, and nothing happens in return.
I said we press the advantage and charge forward.
Break the lines!
Your bolts fly, and you see several, at this point, of the enemy just start falling to the ground under your crashing wave of bolts. You see them break. You see them start to scatter and run for the lifts.
Fantastic, Kavild! All right, everybody, we're gonna go for the left lift. Come with me! Ah!
If we're winning, Kavild! That's me! Why am I yelling my own name? Scouts, you go roughly 10 feet in front of Kavild, and I'd be right behind you. We're going in.
Vicky's gonna go down. Vicky always leads the charge, so Vicky's hopping in the lift.
Kavild likes to talk about himself in the third person. And Kavild has no concern about going down first. I say you guys go down. Doesn't make sense for somebody as pretty as my face to go down there first in.
I agree it would be best to keep our position secured up here and follow us suit.
Actually, you also agreed that I was pretty.
Adric agrees in the beauty of all things, and he decided to speak in the third person this time.
So Vicky, Adric, and a portion of the fighters and clerics and wizards head to the five lifts and take the first set of your army down.
Is that our lift music?
Yeah, that's the elevator music on your way down.
Adric can't step in on himself so he doesn't have to listen to the music.
As you're beginning to go down these lifts, you feel a couple of them start to rumble, as if they're starting to get hit from the bottom with, well, you can't see below your lift, so you don't know. You hear from a couple lifts down, the fourth lift breaks loose, and you hear Dwarven screaming and yelling as they start to fall.
No, my brothers.
We're almost there. In a couple of seconds, we're going to reach the bottom. Everybody get ready.
The remaining lifts reach the bottom, and it's like an industrial lift, if you imagine, where it's not like an enclosed thing. You're enclosed in the stone for the most of the way down, but you're like seeing it move, and it's just kind of a gate. So as you enter the cavern, you see below you another set of enemy dwarven fighters and archers, and arrows start to pepper up at your fighters. Your lifts reach the bottom. The gates swing open.
Adric, go heal our brothers.
We will not let you down. So the clerics, while the clerics are doing that, the wizards are starting to, they're going to start going on offense. Pepper their line, and they're going to use flaming spears.
You realize about this time, the lifts are probably back to the top.
I'm going down no matter what. I want to send down, if I can, the rest of the fighters, the rest of the support, and whatever scouts I can fit on top of that. Scouts are going to be the last ones up.
Back down to the bottom.
Push the flames forward.
Vicky calls out, horseshoe! They're going to start kind of trying to circle around.
The next set of reinforcements hit the ground. Your lifts open, and Kavild hops out along with the remainder of the fighters.
As the doors open, Kavild's jumping into the air, doing a backflip, and then rolling across the ground. And then he stands up and just launch. He's going to launch an arrow at the same time as he stands up.
You fire that arrow into the air, and it goes clank against some stone above your head.
Kavild, you fantastic bastard. When are you going to hit something?
Kavild, you take a brief moment and just really find your shot. You pick one of the shield bearers, if you will, keeping the shell together, the one that's nearest to Vicky even, and you just drop him.
I'm going to take my weapon and just poke it two-handed in there and see what I can poke.
Hopefully it pierces dwarven flesh.
You stick your weapon in, and it catches something, but the couple next to him reach and grab your weapon and actually pull you in behind the line.
What a wind!
You get your weapon out, and you just start swinging it in every direction. It's about this point that the enemy is completely overwhelmed. They throw down their weapons. You have 3 different passageways that you can travel from here leading to the Great Hall.
Scouts, hit the balconies!
Vicky is going to lead the fighters and the clerics in on the main floor and with Adric, and Kayveld is going to push the scouts and the wizards along the 2 sides of the Great Hall to get some vantage points. Vicky's troops and Vicky step out into the room, signaling Kayveld that his reinforcements from below have arrived. So basically, the entirety of your army has started to enter this Great Hall. And as it does, everything goes pitch black. Nobody can see anything. And in this blackness, you hear,
"The heretics will make use for slaves.
Throw them in with the others.
Kill them. Only you cannot capture alive.
Give up and serve or die at your feet."
The darkness starts to dissipate.
The fuck?
Mildly creepy.
Mildly.
That was what I was thinking, Adric.
You see a dwarf, at least twice the size of the other ones, standing at the back of the army. Vicky, being that he's double the size of a dwarf, and all the dwarves of Iron Master actually, recognize it as Ganonmede. Kayveld, you hear a scream, not a dwarf scream. There's kind of an offshoot tunnel, you in particular, and nobody else seems to notice it, hear a scream coming from down that tunnel. Vicky, you push forward. You're showing a show of strength against these guys. You're showing that, hey, we're winning. With this happening, you're looking at Ganonmede. Everybody's kind of got his attention centered on him at this point, and he looks very frustrated, and then he begins to become incorporeal, and he becomes kind of a mist, and that mist kind of seems to start moving towards that exit that he has been standing by.
Kayveld.
Yeah, it looks like we win.
No.
He's leaving.
No, seal the exit before he leaves.
You have your wizards aim for the exit, and they cast the same shatter spell they had before. The exit is just filled with rocks at this point. Nobody's going in and out, except as mist, Ganonmede actually kind of slips through these cracks and continues on and heads in deeper into the mines. The day is won. You have taken the Great Hall, which means for the most part, you have taken back Iron Master. It's at this point, Kayveld, you hear another scream.
There's somebody screaming and yelling down in the hallway, and they don't sound super happy.
Oh, we must aid them, Kayveld. We cannot leave a helpless soul down here.
The 3 of you and the boulders behind you, you go down the hall, you take the corner into the kitchen, and the sight you see is horrific. There's blood splattered everywhere. There's a bunch of just dead bodies of humans, like the sailors, and it's very recent. It's recent as if this may have started the first time you heard the scream, and it's been going on while you guys have fought the rest of the battle. Adric, Kayveld, you see Rorik with his back against the wall. And behind Rorik, you see Kellen, who's screaming just in fright amongst this bloodbath. You see him fighting back against the walking corpse of Uthal.
I'm going to go for his kneecaps.
Guiding bolt.
Going for an arm, going for a shoulder.
This barrage, he just falls over dead.
Rorik! Where's the little fella?
We were on our way back to meet you at Iron Harbor when we were ambushed. I think they were feeding on us.
I told you guys! I told you the dwarves are eating the people!
Rorik tried to save who he could. There are a few sailors still left alive. Kellen is still alive. And you guys at this point have won back your city. There's going to be some cleaning up to do. There's going to be some gray dwarves, some cleansing of the place that has been desecrated at this point. And you don't know what's going to happen of Ganonmede. He escaped you, and you don't know what he might have in mind. But you have a place for the harsh Icewind Dale winter to survive in now.